What up, bitches? Back at it again with another episode of the motherfucking CJ Bronson podcast. Today is Friday, April 29th, 2022. It's F to the third, people. It's fucking finally Friday. We're here. We made it. And you know what that fucking means. That's right. Phones on the stand. The dick is in the hand. We're fucking here. The week is almost over. We just got to make it through today. Well, for the most of you. For me, I'm still working. But I actually have a pretty interesting weekend coming up. For those of you who are interested, I will be traveling. About a 12-hour drive. I'm not telling you where I'm going because I like to be mysterious like that. And if you want to know, you'll have to listen to the next episode. Because yes, I'm going to keep this motherfucker rolling. I'm going to record on the road. Do you know why? Because I record out of my fucking car. That's how I fucking do it over here. I'll make it work. It may not be on the same time. I may not post the same time every day, but I'm posting an episode one way or another. It's getting done. But it's Friday. We're here. I got some good news. I'm not going to give you the sad news. There's a lot of sad shit going on. We know about the misinformation, disinformation, governance board. I've already discussed that yesterday. We know about Elon. We know Ukraine is getting another $33 billion from the administration. That's great. They need the money. We don't need shit. We're good. Our gas prices are great, right? We're a little over four. That's not so bad, right? Roads are fantastic. I haven't hit a speed bump or a pothole in like, I don't know, 30 seconds, right? Taxes are low. Foods are on the shelf. Prices for food are low. There's no inflation. We don't need shit. What the fuck do we need money for? Send it to them. It's a big country, Ukraine. Massive. They need more. They need more. We need less. See, the problem with Americans is we consume too much. We are spoiled. We consume too much, so we have to give. And we're a giving country. We give to everyone, except to our own people. But that's fine. That's okay. The border's not important. That's fine. Those people come here because we're so giving. And that's good. That's what we're all about here. But yes, today I have a fantastic episode. I'm excited to tell you the story. I just, like I said to you before, I only read the headline. And the headline definitely grabbed my attention. I know it's going to grab yours. So it is Fictosexual Man. Now, before, you know, I don't even know how to describe what that is. In my mind, a fictosexual man, does that mean like you... You're like, it's pretend sex? Like it's not real? Like it's in your mind? Like some metaverse shit? When I hear ficto, I'm thinking fiction, right? Like my book Worthless, available on Amazon right now. It's a fictional story. It's fantastic. It's only $3.99. It's free if you have Kindle Unlimited. And it's a great story. It's a fictional story, like I said. 5-star rated. Definitely check it out if you want something to do this weekend. If you want a good read. It's not that long. You'll enjoy it. Once you start reading, you're hooked. I promise you. But back to the story, fictosexual, so I guess I have to keep reading to figure out what the fuck that means. Fictosexual man, F-I-C-T-O-S-E-X-U-A-L. I think I'm saying that right. I'm sorry, sir, or whatever. Yeah, he says man. I'm sorry, man, if I got that incorrect. But fictosexual man who married 16-year-old. No. I know what you're thinking. You're going to say, I can't believe he married a 16-year-old girl. Or I can't believe he married a 16-year-old boy. No. Who married a 16-year-old hologram. Can't let that soak in. Hologram. First of all, how you determine 16-year-old, so you program it to be... Well, jumping ahead. Let me get back to it. Who married a 16-year-old hologram... Can't communicate with her after the software support eliminated. It's a crazy world we're living in. A lot of speed bumps, a lot of road bumps, a lot of potholes, like I said, physically, literally, mentally. I've never once thought to myself, gee, what would I do if I had a hologram as a partner, number one? And if I did, why would I choose it to be 16, which I wouldn't? And then what would I do if the fucking software support ended? These seem like some pretty severe problems this guy's suffering. Whoa, when you see this guy's photo, you can see why. You can see why he married this 16-year-old. He looks like he's all about it. So let's see. Fictosexual man can no longer communicate with his wife of 4 years. He, okay, wait a minute now. Okay. Let me calm down, because the fact that this guy even got the attention to be in the news. I post a fucking episode every day. Where's my fucking article? Right? I drive, I deliver, I got a family. I do a lot of fucking shit. I write. I do a lot more than that. Where's my fucking news article? This guy's having sex with a hologram and all of a sudden he's fucking on the news. But, you know, I'm not jealous. It is what it is. Hey, looks good. It's good for him. Fucking motherfucker. Okay. Anyway, a fictosexual man can no longer communicate with his wife, which is in quotations, which is hilarious, of 4 years. I'm going to butcher this name. It's a Japanese dude. It's Akiko Kondo, a 38-year-old Japanese man, wed a holographic image of the blue-haired anime character Hatsune Miku in 2018. The character is described as 16 years old. What kind of officiating was done? Like, who officiated this wedding? What, you know, I don't even know. Is it a Buddhist wedding? Is it a Christian wedding? Was it a holographic wedding? Let me continue reading, because I want to see if, is this bitch getting unemployment? Did he fucking find like the secret code here? Did he hack the system? He's gotten fucking unemployment for this bitch? Let me see. The character is described as 16 years old, the New York Post reported. He made the New York Post, people. He doesn't even fucking live in New York. I bet. Because I've never heard of this shit in fucking New York. I'm right here in Jersey. It's fucking Friday. It's finally fucking Friday. Calm down. Okay. Kondo fell in love with the character in 2008 after he became ostracized from his peers following intense bullying at work. Again, wait till you see this guy's photo. You'll understand. Technology made it possible for the anime fan to interact with her beginning in 2017 thanks to a gate box machine. A gate box machine. For those of you who don't know what a gate box machine, I don't know what the fuck that is either. So don't feel like you're left out or you're missing something. I've never heard of gate. I know what an Xbox is, right? I know what a PlayStation is. I know what a glory hole is. I know what many things are. I don't know what a fucking gate box is. But apparently, the article continues, this $1,300 device allows users to interact with characters using holograms. Somebody sat down and created this device, then was able to make a price point for it, and then market it to the point where my dude over here, what's his name again? Akihiko Kondo, was like, that's the one for me. That's the fucking machine I need in my life. And there's many other machines you can use, right? You've got sex toys. You can actually, I don't know, talk to somebody. Like Tinder or whatever the fuck. I don't know what they use over there. TikTok. What do they use in this country? I don't fucking know. To communicate. Bumble. There's got to be some way to talk to, I don't know, a human being. I mean, I get it. That's your preference. But dude, I ain't dropping no $1,300. $300, I'll give you like $300, maybe. I mean, is it 4K? I'm not really into anime. Let me keep reading this. This was also how Kondo was able to marry the object of his affection. He's not gonna like that. You better not call his wife no object. She may not like that. It doesn't matter if you understand this relationship. It only matters if this otaku man is happy. Otaku is a person who is a manga and tech fan. Look at that. Learn something new every Friday. Otaku, which is spelled O-T-A-K-U, is a man who is a manga and tech fan. Good luck to him. That's a Twitter post, okay? That was Gene Simmons. Fucking Gene Simmons replied to that? Why is Gene Simmons... Maybe he just follows the New York Post. I was going to say, why is he following Gatebox machines? But no, he's probably following the New York Post and well, you know what? Recently, software support for the Gatebox technology was eliminated, according to News Hub. Kondo reacted by saying, "My love for Miku hasn't changed. I held the wedding ceremony because I thought I could be with her forever." The 38-year-old also discussed how he carries around a life-size version of Hatsune now. Okay. He's literally holding a plush animal. Plush toy. How the fuck did he make the New York Post, man? You know what? The fictionalized character is popular in manga, anime, and video games. And she even went on tour with Lady Gaga during her 2014 Art Pop Ball Tour, the Post reported. Meanwhile, Kondo became acquainted with her after being ostracized at work by two female co-workers who bullied him. You let two women bully you, dude? You let two women bully you? You grown-ass man, you 38, son. What the fuck you letting two women bother you for? I'll show them. I'm gonna get this Gatebox machine and fuck this 16-year-old. Like she's never been fucked before. Yeah, because she's a fucking hologram. Are you physically fucking this like holographic creature? I gotta see a picture of this Gatebox machine. Is there like a hole? Anyway. Getting a little too excited. Sorry. I'm not, if there's like an orifice, maybe the 1300 is well justified at that point. But I'm just saying. Not 16-year-old, though. That's, I don't know what country he's in, but it's not legal in America. I guess it depends on who you talk to, right? Right? Because some people don't even see that. I'm not going to mention any names. Jeffrey Epstein. Meanwhile, Kondo became acquainted with her after being ostracized at work by two female co-workers who bullied him. He quit his job and then stayed in my room for 24 hours a day and watched videos of Miku the whole time, he told Japanese newspaper Manichi. I don't know how to say that. Stayed in my room for 24 hours a day and watched videos of Miku the whole time. He quit. Can you imagine two women, regardless of your gender, two women bullying you so much that you have to quit? What the fuck could they be doing to make you quit your job? And then it must have been real bad bullying because he stayed in his room for 24 hours a day. You didn't leave your room, son? What, were they outside bullying you? Did you live with these people? Kondo says he then fell in love with the fictional character and spent 2 million yen. Goddamn! Oh, wait, 2 million yen. Okay, 2 million yen. I'm sorry. Oh, what the fuck was this guy doing for a living to make 2 million? 2 million yen, which is the equivalent of $17,300 on a wedding. Man, this guy just spent almost... So he got 17,300. Then he spent another 1,300 on the hologram. And you know this thing's probably using mad electricity. So right now, he's probably up about what? Almost 19 grand on a holographic creature or 16-year-old who he doesn't know, doesn't meet, and just watches videos and holds a teddy bear, basically. 18,000. Now I see why this made the news. This is a heads up to people who are crazy. I mean, I shouldn't say crazy. Who are crazy for this anime character. Maybe that's a better way. Now, you fucking crazy, son. If I turn to anyone and say, listen, I just spent 18 grand on this bitch right here. You did? Where's she at? Oh, she over in this box. The gate box. What? What the fuck is that? You spent 18 grand on this? Yeah. But you don't understand. We married. That's bae right there. We married. Oh, yeah? Yeah. You coming to dinner, right? Yeah. I just gotta wait for her to get ready. Ain't she a fucking hologram? Yeah, but I gotta pick her outfit and shit. Takes a while. You show up to the dinner party with the fucking plush animal and shit all dressed up. Eyeliner on and shit. Lipstick on. Talking about, excuse me a moment, we gotta freshen up. Take it to the bathroom, reapply the shit. Like, what the fuck? This guy crazy. He's crazy. That's crazy. His family did not attend, but other fictosexuals he connected with online did. What the fuck? There must be a community, dude. If this guy is selling Gatebox machines, he built a machine, there must be a community of people who need this. I have never, correct me if I'm wrong, people, please go on my Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. Do you know a fictosexual person? I've never heard of this shit. I've heard a lot of different kinds of sexuals. Right? I know the furries. I know all this type of shit. There's many different, you know, people who are into, like, animals and stuffed animals and furries and all that shit. And, you know, dominatrix, all this kind of crazy shit. I know, I understand that. I've watched it. Sometimes participated. But I, you know, 18, 19 grand for this shit, dude? And you connect with other people online. So you're able to talk online to fictional sexuals. Why ain't you talking online to real human beings? Right? You're connecting online, so why don't you connect to a human? Like an actual person, say, hey, listen, hey, ficto, instead of doing this gay shit or whatever, this crazy shit, this gatebox shit, why don't we just hang out? And you start with a dude or whatever and just chill just to get, because maybe that's his problem. Maybe he's like socially awkward, and I get that. So am I. Maybe he's just like, you know, he doesn't like that one-on-one talk. He gets nervous. He gets anxious. He has a lot of anxiety. You know, where's my plush toy? You know, whatever. And, you know, you start with that. You go to the movies, have, you know, you gotta go to wherever he's in Japan. I don't know where they go. Fucking sushi bar or karaoke, whatever the fuck they do. I don't know what the fuck they do, right? They check out the latest vending machine that was installed. I don't know. Right? You just go for a walk. Then you graduate to the opposite sex. You know, just want first you want to build that social, get rid of that social awkwardness and really build some confidence. And that's how you do it. You know, you don't want to start with a woman right away because apparently two women bullied the shit out of you where you stayed in your room for 24 hours a day watching videos of an anime character who, by the way, is 16. You could have chose any age for this holographic creature or person or woman or whatever you want to call it, anime, but you chose it to stay 16. Why didn't you make her 18? Why didn't you make another character who was of age? It's a little weird. And again, I want to know how much, like, who officiated this wedding? Who came up with this price tag of 17,300, 17,300 for a wedding? Dude, what? And it's online, dude. This guy's raking in the bills. I'm in the wrong business. You know what? I'm gonna start getting involved in that business. Imagine that shit, dude. Oh, you wanna get married, huh? Virtually? Yeah, okay. I'm free at 10, but it's gonna be about 20 G's. You send that shit over to me through Bitcoin, and we gonna get this shit popping, son. Don't worry. Oh yeah, you want your certificate? I'm gonna send it to you virtually. I'm gonna send you an NFT wedding certificate. How about that? And I'm at home drawing this shit. Drawing this shit with a tablet, you know, making an NFT and sending it to them. Like, here you go. Thanks for the 20K. Tell your friends. Shout out, you know, shout out to all the fictos out there. Again, hit me up, please. I would love to hear your story. This is amazing. It went from crazy to amazing. There are two reasons why I had a wedding publicly, he told BBC at the time. So now we got the New York Post, son. Now we got BBC involved in this news. And this is on the Daily Wire that I'm reading. So we got three news organizations all into this ficto shit. Either they're really trying to push this as norm, or they also believe that this all is crazy and amazing at the same time. I'm hoping it's the crazy and amazing part. I hope they're not pushing this as a new norm. Well, I guess they can because the Gatebox machine ain't got no more support. Let's see. Let me keep reading. I got lost. See, I keep getting excited, man. Keep getting, because it's Friday. You know, I get excited on Fridays. It's my shit. There are two reasons why I had a wedding publicly, he told BBC. The first one is to prove my love to Miku. The second one is there are many young otaku people like me falling in love with anime characters. I want to show the world that I support them. Nah, man, you want to fuck this 16-year-old anime. Don't give me no bullshit. You want to fuck this 16-year-old anime. You want to collect that check for unemployment for this 16-year-old. Now, if you're going to turn around and tell me that you're going to sue somebody because the Gatebox machine don't work no more, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. In general, the 38-year-old wants to raise awareness about his condition, which is why he's telling his story publicly. Yes, he got a condition, all right. Condition is the correct term. According to The Focus, now another news agency. I think we're on like five news agencies. I'm not even counting the Japan one. According to The Focus, fictosexual is also an umbrella term that encompasses a list of other identities, including more specific attractions such as novel visual characters, booklosexual, and vampire-related characters, Tobou sexual, which is like T-O-B-O-U sexual. Tobou sexual, I guess. So fictosexual is an umbrella term. Under that includes novel visual characters like boklosexual and vampire-related characters. Tobou sexual. Man, dating now is tough, huh? Dating now is confusing and tough, but I guess everyone has their own thing. You know, back in the day, you know, we used to just, if you were like a little, you know, you had an inkling for a certain type, you know, you were just a pervert. You know, you a freak. Oh, you want me to dress up like a schoolgirl? Oh, you a freak. That's what it was. Now you, I'm a booklosexual, girl. Get it right. But don't you fucking tell me I'm a freak. I'm a booklosexual. You never read Harry Potter? You ain't read Harry Potter? Oh man, you ain't about that. You ain't that booklosexual life. You don't know. That's fucking crazy. I wonder how many booklosexuals I got from my book. All you booklosexual people out there, check out my book Worthless, yo. That, please touch yourself to my book. They fall under the asexual spectrum because they're not attracted to people. Oh, so he's physically not attracted to people at all. Oh, yeah, he got fucked up early. They fucked him up early. People must have treated him bad his whole life, similar to my character in the book. So they're going to relate to this. Unsurprisingly, this group has their own version of the pride flag. Dude, I'm going to post this fucking flag on my Twitter, and I will link this shit in the description. You gotta see this shit. First, I'm gonna post my man. Then I'm gonna post the flag. Just because he's holding the teddy bear. And the fact that two women bullied him, you're gonna. I hope he wasn't holding the bear while they were bullying him. That was just like, dude, you asking for it at that point. Ooh. The black and gray stripes reflect lack of attraction to real life individuals. While the central purple stripe represents sexual attraction and fictosexualities tie to the asexual spectrum. Now, what I just read, does that sound normal? Like, quote unquote, normal? As SpongeBob would say, I'm normal. Does that sound fucking normal to you? That sounds like a whole bunch of you crazy. The black and gray stripes reflect lack of attraction to real life individuals. Fine. You don't like people. I don't fucking like people either, motherfucker. So what? That don't mean I'll make no 16-year-old hologram the fuck. While the central purple stripe represents sexual attraction and fictosexualities tie to the asexual spectrum. Dude, I mean, for 18, 19 grand, you could have went and seen a therapist. They could have given you some fantastic meds. You could have gotten some medical marijuana. I don't know if they have that in Japan or some edibles and shit. They probably got some banging tea, though. They probably got some tea to put you on your ass. Some of that DMT tea. You get some of that DMT tea. You know what I mean? You go see the creatures, see the animals, fuck anything you want in your mind. You ain't got to worry about no fucking gate box bullshit or marriage and all this nonsense you talking. Imagine that you walking around picking up. You gotta go out. You gotta get food, right? Unless you living off noodles or whatever the fuck you order to your room, pizza and shit. You gotta go out, and somebody talks to you. I'm sorry, babe. I'm taken. Oh, you taken? Yeah, I'm married. I'm married to Miku, whatever the fuck. I'm married to this right here, this plush animal. Oh, why didn't you say you were fit though? I didn't see the flag. My bad. That's my bad. I didn't see the flag pin you had. If I saw the flag, I wouldn't have even said nothing. That's my fault. My bad, Ficto. Meanwhile, the pink circle. Yeah, there's a pink circle. So now let's keep track. We got the black and gray stripes, which reflect lack of attraction to real life people, right? Because the black and gray means somehow that equals I don't like real people. I may start rocking this black and gray because I don't like real life motherfuckers either. The central purple stripe represents sexual attraction to fictosexualities tie to the asexual spectrum. Then the pink circle is said to represent a portal into the fictional world. People, you're going to believe that this article is not real. You're going to think, you know, because I'm such a good writer, that I made this up. I could not even make this shit up. Who decides these colors? Who decides these flags? I don't know. Who decides that this is a real thing? Is there a psychologist out there, like a head doctor, like a head doctor, or something, that like legit is like, this is real? The pink circle is said to represent a portal into the fictional world. Even if you were to explain that, why you got this flag hanging outside your house? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Let me tell you, the black and white means I don't like motherfuckers. Right? Purple means I'm sexually aroused to fictional characters and shit. Oh, and the pink? Oh yeah, the pink just means that's my portal. I use the pink, I look at the pink, and that's my portal into the fictional world. Because I don't like this world. So I don't like this world. I need a portal to get into another world. I don't like people, so that's why I got the black and gray. And I got the fucking purple because I'm about that ficto life. You don't watch, you don't, like, what? Just beat off the porn, like, keep it moving. You're gonna spend almost 20 grand on this shit, then you gotta buy the flag, now you gotta have a title, now you have to fucking, you know, what's a divorce proceeding gonna be like? Because you can, I mean, I guess, you know, till death do you part. I mean, she dead, ain't she? I mean, I'm just saying, I'm sorry to be the one, but if the support has ended, she dead. Well, you know, he got the plush toy. He got the plush. He definitely, look at this. When you see this plush toy, guys, when you see this plush toy, you could, the way he's holding it and that smile on his face, you know he fucked the shit out of this toy. Oh, for sure. The toy may be smiling, but she crying on the inside. This crazy. This is why we have to change this to fucking Freaky Friday. What the fuck is this? But for real, Fictosexuals, hit me up. I'm curious. I want to know more about your lifestyle. I want to see, you know, rock the flag. I want to see what you do on the weekend. I'm curious. I'm curious. Do you fuck these toys? I don't want to see. I mean, you can send me pictures and videos if you want to, or whatever. I'll watch them and enjoy it, you know. But, you know, how did it all start? Were you always like this? Do you have a traumatic story where two female coworkers bullied the shit out of you? Right? Like, I don't know what they could have done to make you go this way or whatever. Maybe you were a ficto before. I don't know. I don't know. But this is crazy, man. This is fucking Friday, baby. Come on. Who delivered a Friday podcast like that? You tuned in thinking, all right, here's another regular Friday podcast. Boom. You getting hit with knowledge, son. You get hit with entertaining knowledge. What did you learn? You learn about fictosexual. You learn about the Gatebox machine that costs $1,300. You learn that you're able to now have your holographic character of any age, and you could fuck them. Well, you could fuck the toy, and you can marry these motherfuckers. Don't tell me you're lonely now. Don't nobody out here can be lonely now, right? If you're lonely, if you know anyone who's lonely, and you kind of see that they don't really get along with other people, now you're immediately gonna think, this motherfucker fictosexual? He might be ficto. If he ain't ficto, he may be into that book shit. What was it called? He into I don't mean to laugh. I do actually. That booklosexual. Oh, he reads a lot of books too, huh? You know what? My brother reads a lot of books. He don't really talk to a lot of people. For real talk, he might be a booklosexual for real. He watches anime too. You know what? Wait a minute. I'm gonna buy the flag and see what he does when I show it to him. I'm gonna see what he does. I'm gonna text him. You know what? I'm gonna text him a picture of the flag. No. I'm gonna pull it up in my phone and be like, "What do you think about this?" And then see what he says. And then once he sees that pink circle and he goes into that fucking portal into the fictional world, man, this fucking world's crazy, man. What the? April's gotta end. April's almost over, right? April's gotta end, man. What the fuck? This month between the Elon, the misinformation, governance board, motherfucking, what else happened, man? Shit. Fucking Ukraine getting money on money, fucking racking and stacking. I just paid $50 to fill my tank. I could drive a fucking Kia car. Ooh, borders out of control. I heard Pfizer's trying to pass a pill for kids. for the vaccine. Shit. We out here, though. We're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep surviving. They ain't going to hold us down. You know what? Nothing going to hold us down. We're going to be stay fucking. We're going to keep fucking moving. Whether it's a toy, whether it's a dildo, whether it's a hologram, whether it's a plush animal, whether it's life. We're going to fuck one way or another. And that's what I got for you on a motherfucking Friday, people. What do I always tell you? Make sure, I know you're going to order food. You motherfuckers order food on Friday, and you better fucking tip. I'm not playing with y'all. Tip your driver. Whether it's DoorDash, Grubhub, whatever the fuck you use, Postmates, Uber Eats, whatever, wherever you listen, wherever they got over there, tip the drivers, man. The gas prices are astronomical. I know it's not your problem. I get it because, you know, that's your... We're not getting paid by the hour out here, people. It's really a struggle. It's really, you know, we're actually not making as much as we used to. We got to work longer hours to make a profit now because think about it. The gas price is eating into the profit. Ain't nobody giving a shit. Right? DoorDash giving like an extra $10 for every 100 miles you ride a week. Extra than what you usually ride or some crazy nonsense. It comes out to like $10 extra a week. $10 ain't dick. You know what I mean? $10 ain't shit. You can't buy no fucking gate box for no $10. You can't even buy the plush toy for no $10. But you know what you can buy? My book Worthless on Amazon, baby, is only $3.99. Still not sold out yet. Check that out. Tip your drivers. Tip your Uber drivers. Tip your Lyft drivers. All of them need tips, man. We gotta support our people. We gotta support each other. Because the government too busy supporting Ukraine. Right? I'm gonna keep it 100. You could turn the news on. You could tell me I'm full of shit, whatever. Ukraine's getting another $33 billion. What they giving you, son? Higher gas prices, higher prices in food, higher taxes. Come on that, dog. We got to help each other. It's about people helping people. And that's what I'm about over here at the CJ Bronson Show. I'm trying to help y'all out. All right. Be good. Be well. Be merry. I'm going to be driving soon on the road, but I will be back tomorrow. Have a great day. Peace.